Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
It is time to ask the CLO. That is great news. We're going to Beth in Athens, CLO. Beth writes, I'm a registered nurse, so my husband wants his mother to come live with us because she has heart issues. I'm not a caretaker, and she needs more of a home health type nurse. I don't want her living with us, and how do I tell him his mom and his mom this? How do I tell them both this, that she doesn't want his mother to live with them?
That's a very tough situation. Yeah. The man don't want to put his mama in a home. That's really, I understand that. That's a tough one. I understand you're a nurse, and you are probably correct in that she needs more care. And I know that they're thinking that since you are a nurse, that would be enough. But it's going to be hard. You come off work to go to work.
Yeah.
You know, you finally get off work, and then you come home, and you got to do all this. I think you're going to have to sit your husband down and talk with him. Now she ready to come over there because she get her boy and, you know, she get to be around people she know. But, you know, I've seen some people take their parents and put them in a home.
Yeah.
I've seen them do that. I'm at that age where I know a lot of those people. Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't like to play around with nobody's mama, so I can't help you. I don't know what to tell you. I can't.
If they can afford it, should they get home health care? You think?
Well, she don't want the mama staying there. That ain't it. Who washing her ain't the what's in the letter. She don't want her mama staying there.
Well, I thought it was because she didn't want to take care of the mom. Okay.
Well, that's true, too. Mm-hmm. But she also don't want her there.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's a tough one.
That is a tough one, and I don't want to do no jokes on it, which I have, but I'm not going to want to do that. Let's go.
Well, how about we just move on? How about that? This one's from Deidre in Bethesda. Deidre writes, well,
what I really want to say is Mama going to have to go down here and meet some new friends.
But you can't say that, okay?
I know, that's why I wanted to stop, you know, because I didn't want to, you know.
I have moved on, sir. Deidre and Bethesda
said, because I didn't want to start telling her about old people, water aerobics, and, you know, bingo night, and, you know,
water aerobics.
Yeah.
Line dancing.
Golf tying and all this here. You know, I have napkin
things. Golf tying.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, old people, old women learn how to tie scarves around their neck different ways.
We've moved on again. I'll say that to Deidre
really
in
big
Bethesda.
In the white community too, because you know when they teenagers, they wear them big.
Stop talking. She has
white bow ties in their hair when they cheerleading.
He knows. Go ahead. He knows. Deidre in Bethesda writes, "It was raining really hard, so I stopped at my best friend's house till it stopped. My husband kept calling me, and he tried to FaceTime me." I ignored his calls and treated him like he treats me when he's out. He's mad. Was I wrong for being petty?
Whoa. Who is your best friend?
Exactly. But she picked a crazy time when it was raining heavy and all that to not ignore him. I mean, to ignore him.
Tell you right now, your best friend couldn't have been Tommy. Because you're not getting in his house because it's outside raining and lightning. He locked up somewhere. Tommy got a bunker at his house.
He does not like thunderstorms.
I still thought about it.
But you know, you was out of line for that. Because, you know, bad weather, you thinking your husband trying to check on you, and then you this ain't the time to play tit for tat.
My game. He was probably checking on her to make sure she was okay. Wow. All right. Moving on to Christine in Oak Lawn. Christine writes, my husband went to hear a band play on Saturday. He was tagged in a picture that said, quote, thanks for the bottle. He said it was a girl's 30th birthday, so he bought a bottle of champagne. Why was my 52-year-old husband being so nice?
Because that's what, first of all, I knew he was old when you said he went to see a band. Because young people don't go see bands because they don't have none. He down there, he at the Holiday Inn Express because the Imperial Wonders was down there.
Who? What's the name of the group?
Imperial Wonders.
They're Imperial Wonders.
We're back in the 70s now.
They cover all the hits. All around the world. Yeah.
Oh, it's a cover band. Okay. Boom,
boom. Yeah. Oh, they know all the jam.
Not let it win.
And he done sent a bottle over there. Yeah. They over there. They over there jamming. All of them got on, two of them wearing that Larry Blackman jockey on the outside of their pants, but you can't hardly see it because their stomachs is covering it.
Okay.
All right.
So, why did he send her the bottle? Why was he?
Because you know
so
he
nice?
Saw. He saw that in the movie. See, we not really from the era of sending bottles. We send you a drink, but we from that era. I ain't never bought no woman a bottle my whole life. A bottle. He saw that in the movie. You know, he was watching Netflix and. Saw one of them specials or something. Sent a bottle over there and got tagged in the picture.
All right. Moving on to Quentin in Jacksonville. Quentin writes, my son plays basketball and one of the other moms has been DMing me. I saw her at the game and we went to her car. Her skill set was trash. It wasn't what I thought it would be. I'm never doing that again. So can I tell her it was bad?
A car?
Wait a minute. Yeah, they went to her car. Her skill set was trash.
Whoa. What was his name that wrote the letter?
Quentin in Jacksonville. He's from Jacksonville.
Oh, scared me for a minute. I thought you said Winter.
Ain't nobody
no.
said
that. No, come on.
Nobody said say, no
boy, you don't write in on your daddy's son. Show.
So can he
met
tell
her in the car and her skill set was trash. Yeah, probably. Why don't you just quit answering DMs, dog?
Yeah. All
just
right.
You ain't got
CLO.
To tell her nothing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber. Especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.